Let's do one on Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y. Ricky, last name, O-R-I-S-A-K-W-E. Date of birth is 12/31/40. This is an 81-year-old accountant, originally from Africa, who has been married for 36 years, has one child and two adopted children. Period. He was diagnosed with colon cancer after he experienced blockage in 2021. CT and biopsy proved to be colon cancer with subsequent metastasis to the lungs. Period. He's required two stent placements to keep the colon open, one in 8/21 and one in 5/22. Last CT scan 3 weeks ago showed a mass about the splenic flexure, but the stent still was keeping the lumen of the colon open. Period. The paragraph, patient never had surgery, never had radiation or chemotherapy. Period. His wife states that he did not want to hear the word cancer. His doctor, as Ben Taub, B-E-N-T-A-U-B, has been involved in his care as best as he can. He can, as best of care that he can provide for him, but it has come to the attention of the family that they need help at home for end-stage colon cancer with lung mets and for palliative care, period. Review of system, he's not eating. He's lost about 50 pounds. He's had nausea. He does suffer with, he does have some pain. He appears comfortable at the time, but his appetite is minimal to zero at this time. He would like to stay home and be kept comfortable and does not want to go back and forth to the hospital any longer, period. His son, Dr. C-H-I-R-I-C-K-A, last name O-R-I-S-A-K-W-E, emergency room physician, was contacted, and I have spoken to him today regarding his father's condition, period. Dr. Orisakwi tells me that the family does not want to proceed with PEG tube. We talked about IV fluids, but given his malnutrition, protein calorie deficiency, as well as low albumin and total protein, IV fluid would be a detriment in that it would cause fluid retention in the lower extremity and or in the lungs, period. New paragraph, family history. There's no family history of colon cancer. COVID immunization is up to date. Social, as I mentioned, he's an accountant. He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. Married 36 years. He was on. He does have a history of past medical diabetes and high blood pressure, but he's not taking any medications at this time, period. Furthermore, new paragraph, patient is bedbound and total ADL and has total ADL dependency at this time, period. He's weak. He has pain, protein, calorie, malnutrition, most likely anemia, as well as quite debilitated, period. Review of system as above, past medical, hypertension, diabetes, and glaucoma. On examination, we find Mr. Orisakwi to be laying still. He answers with yes or answers to questions with yes or no. His mouth is open, his mouth breathing. His blood pressure is 100 to 110 over palp. His heart rate is 80 to 90s. And he's a febrile currently. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, distant heart sounds, lungs, shallow breath sounds but clear, abdomen, scaphoid, lower extremities, severe muscle wasting, upper extremity with no edema, upper extremity also shows evidence of severe muscle wasting. Neurological, he's able to move all four extremities without any focal deficits. Skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment here, we have an 81-year-old gentleman with end-stage colon cancer with lung metastasis, period. The paragraph, the family has asked for palliative care to control his pain and to keep him as comfortable as possible at home, period. New paragraph, he does not want to be hospitalized and wants to be kept at home for the rest of his life, period. The family has decided against PEG tube at this time. Hospice will provide, period. Hospice will provide patient with pain control and AIDS to help wife of 36 years to take care of him at home till patient passes, period. Oh, on the exam, put down, he does have a 2-centimeter sacral decubitus ulcer stage 2. Also, come to assessment, patient next number also has had episodes of 101 temperature in the past 24 hours, which is which could be related to a possible early aspiration pneumonia, infected decubitus ulcer, and or osteomyelitis, period. Patient is having a hard time swallowing. I've recommended Thicket, T-H-I-C-K-I-T, and puree diet for his comfort, but patient is not taking any fluids and or food at this time, nevertheless, period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.